This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Right. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, on Tuesday, I'll be broadcasting with Kyle. And I think we've uncovered a shortage that may stop about one quarter of the vehicles operating in the United States from operating because of this shortage. It won't be immediate. But I have a feeling that within a couple of years, like 2 years, if this particular product is not available, a quarter of the vehicles in the United States will stop running. And I'm going to do a little bit more research between now and then. But that's my back-of-the-napkin calculation. 25%. And I'll tell you what it is. I don't want to cause a panic. But I think it's true. So I'll tell you on Tuesday with Kyle. This hour is a really serious hour. Bert Bertonis is with us. And we're going to be discussing three very, very serious topics. If you have a weak stomach and you don't want to know what's happening, then you should turn your dial someplace else. I'm very serious. What you're about to hear has happened, has been tested, and is happening right now. If you decide to stay with us, and if you are not deeply disturbed by what you hear, then you can consider yourself a card-carrying member of the generally dumb public. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vin. Happy Friday. Everything else said. Welcome, class.
Yeah. Bert, why don't we start with what happened to you? Why don't we start with that? We've got four segments and three very serious topics. Why don't we start with what happened to you with securities?
Sure. And I don't want to dwell on it too much, but, I'll just say that, it's kind of personal information, but I am semi-retired. I mean, I do consulting, and we still have the company, but I'm not pulling in any kind of income, so I pretty much survive on my retirement savings, as a lot of us do, and that's how I that's how I provide for my family, and we're doing okay, but I was shocked of what happened earlier this week. And before I go forward, then, for the class, is it okay to mention the name of securities firms?
You can mention we only have a couple rules here at USA Prepares. One is we will tell the truth. We will behave as ladies and gentlemen, not use profanity. And as long as we're telling the truth, we can mention anybody's name you want.
Okay.
And company's names.
Sure. Okay. So this involves Merrill Lynch. It's one of the largest investment firms in the U.S., probably in the world. After the crash of 2008, they got into trouble and were purchased by Bank of America. So they're basically owned by Bank of America and, you know, pretty well integrated with them. But that's besides the point. The point is, so I have a retirement account, and I think a lot of people have those, and it's a great way to, you know, put away money, an IRA. And, you know, that's what I'm going to live on for the rest of, you know, for, let's hope, a very long time, and let's hope I'll be on the air with the class for a very long time. But that's basically, you know, what I depend on to survive. So just kind of giving you some backdrop of what it feels like when something like this happens, because it's not necessarily money that you can make up. You know, I think if you're young, you say, hey, I'm going to go back and go work for Apple Computer and I'll make a big salary and put my nose to the grindstone and, you know, I'll make it all back. Not so easy after a certain point in your life. You know, sometimes you can. And so that said, I get the shock. You know, I check online and always monitoring my investments, and I see all of a sudden that Merrill Lynch has deducted over $18,000 from my retirement account. I mean, literally just took it out. And there was only $1.50 in cash in it. There were five securities positions, five stocks. And so they treated it as a debit account, which I don't even think you can do on a IRA because you can't borrow money. It's not a margin account. But all of a sudden, I was worth $18,000 less. And I was shocked. It's kind of like my heart kind of skipped a beat. So I tried to look into it, and the line item basically just says UBTI tax. And I know a little bit about that. It's kind of a long story, and I'll kind of cut to the chase and not get too into the weeds on financial terminology. But, you know, I had owned a stock a few years earlier that, you know, was kind of speculative. It was a pipeline stock that you know, these companies transport natural gas around the country, and it's generally very lucrative and good stock to own because they pay dividends. So this particular company got into trouble, though, and eventually they went bankrupt. And again, I'm holding this, you know, account in my retirement account, and you know, it's not the only stock I own, so I'm diversified. But you know, it was about I won't say the amount, but it was, you know, in line with probably the amount that I just said they took out of my account. So I actually had wanted to get rid of that stock way before this happened, and Merrill Lynch was very nice, and they said, oh, you know, you really should hold on to it because, you know, if they go through bankruptcy, you could get something. So you have nothing to lose. Just keep it in your account. And I go, well, I guess that makes sense. And at the time, I didn't really know anything about UBTI, and I'll explain that in a second. So you know, okay, no. Worry, and like, you know, a year or you know, almost a year goes by, and so the bankruptcy goes through, and there's nothing for the shareholders. I mean, there's nothing. And so again, I figure, well, you know, I don't even want to see this. You know, I lost, you know, the entire investment, and I again contacted Merrill Lynch and spoke to I don't think they call them brokers anymore, spoke to an agent or a person, and they said, oh, you know what, we can't remove it from your account because there's no trading agent, and there's nothing we can do, but, you know, don't worry about it. It'll probably just disappear from your account on its own because, you know, at some point it'll just get dropped by the system. I go, you sure you can't just do something? I don't even want to see it. It's like a bad memory. And, you know, because it was, you know, you win some, you lose some in investments. And generally, you know, you always hope that your investments go up, but there's always something that goes down. But you're never thinking you can lose more than you invested. So some more period goes by, and then this week I look, and they took $18,000 out of my account to pay what's called UBTI tax. So let me explain that for the class. And the kind of thing that hit here is two very rare or let's say unusual things that happen. One is that it's a publicly traded partnership, so it's not considered owning a stock per se. You're actually publicly trading a limited partnership, and that itself should probably be banned. And I know companies are getting away from this form, but it probably should never have been allowed in anybody's retirement account. Should I have known? Maybe, I don't know, but they certainly didn't stop anyone from buying this. And then I couldn't even get rid of it. So the fact that it's a partnership, I'll just kind of cut to the chase here, is that profits and loss flow to the shareholders. And that's okay. I mean, that because it's in a retirement account, you're not going to pay any tax on those profits anyway. So you'd figure, and this was recommended to many people, that, hey, it's great in a retirement account because you're going to get those profits tax-free. Okay, well, the other problem that happened was, when they went bankrupt, they had a very large loan outstanding, and in bankruptcy, as lots of people know, you can have your loan basically canceled, forgiven. I mean, the bank loses everything, and it gets forgiven. Now, that's called cancellation of debt, and that's considered income. But again, it's in a retirement account, so you figure no problem. And these things have happened before over the years. I've owned some of these before, and nothing ever happens. You don't worry about it when nothing ever happens. But apparently, and, you know, I'm still trying to do research on this, but apparently what happened was this fell under a very obscure tax code called unrelated business taxable income, and that applies to nonprofits. And basically what happens is, if a nonprofit that's not ordinarily a tax-paying entity earns money in a field outside their core business, that's considered taxable and subject to a special federal tax. Very obscure. Now, apparently what's happened is just in the last couple of years, the IRS has applied that to retirement accounts. In other words, treating your IRA as if it's literally a nonprofit entity. And so then they look at the cancellation of debt and say, oh, you were actually given this income, which was considered unrelated to the business that they're in, which was transporting natural gas, and forgiveness of debt is not transporting natural gas. So because of that obscure interpretation that the IRS is now doing in an IRA, we're not talking about, you know, a charity or an actual entity with employees. This is, you know, a IRA account. They consider that unrelated business income, and it's subject to a 28% federal tax. So for the class, this has nothing to do with your regular income tax, nothing to do with your state or federal filings that you normally do on April 15th. It has absolutely nothing to do with that. This is a separate tax that they apply to nonprofits. And apparently, that's what they hit me with. And again, I couldn't even get rid of this security before it would have been applied. And they did this with no letter, no notification, no email, no phone call, no nothing. Just took it out of my account.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us, Bert Pertonis in California, and this is the first of three bad things that we're going to be teaching you today. So, Bert, let me see if I can recap this. So, you purchased some speculative securities. The company went bankrupt. There was an outstanding loan, and your account had been debited for $18,000+. In under the description that you're going to have to pay for the outstanding, your share, if you will, of the outstanding loan amount. Is that a good recap?
Well,
or is it just a tax that they're asking you to pay?
Yeah, Vince, I don't even want to say it was speculative because at the time I purchased it, they were an ongoing business. In fact, they're still an ongoing business. You know, I think, I mean, I'll never buy an MLP again. But I think the shenanigans that they pull is they want to get out of the debt, the company's management. And so what this company did was they declared bankruptcy, but they didn't liquidate themselves. They just reorganized, got the debt canceled. Same people running the company gave themselves all new stock options. So they're all made whole, but the bank ends up losing, you know, in this case, it was probably billions of dollars of the bank loan going south. And but the company actually continues. They're still in business, this particular company. And you know, it's hard to say they're profitable because who knows the accounting that they perform on these companies, but they're an ongoing business and they're doing well. And so I don't want to call it speculative at all. Now, you know, any given stock you buy, of course, you know, there's there's pluses and minuses, and you want to be diversified. But I wasn't planning to lose my money, which I did, but certainly not planning to then, after losing your money, get charged with a tax bill.
Okay, so this is a tax. This is not considered the repayment of the loan?
That's correct. That's correct, Vince. Okay. What this is considered is the IRS taxes nonprofits for any money they make that's outside of their core business. So if you're a charity that gives clothes away to the needy, and all of a sudden you make money let's just think of something totally crazy, you know, doing resort tours or something that has nothing to do with your charity of collecting clothes and giving them to the needy, then, and you made money on this resort package, and I'm just pulling this out of the air, they would say that resort business has nothing to do with your charity of providing clothes for the needy. So the profit, if you make a profit, the profit you make on that non-related business, we're going to tax at 28%. So as crazy as it sounds, that's the tax law that they're applying.
So can this happen to anyone? So let's say someone buys into some hedge fund. Can this happen to them?
Well, probably not, because that's the thing. If you own a mutual fund, the mutual fund is liable for it, but the individuals aren't. So this is kind of like a confluence of things that have to happen. You have to personally own the publicly traded MLP, which I did. Then it has to go bankrupt. Then it has to have the bank loans canceled in a way that it's reorganized. So if they had gone bankrupt and someone just bought them and took them over and continued paying the bank loan, this wouldn't have happened. So there's lots of scenarios where it could not have happened. But basically, because this isn't considered a normal, stock that you own shares in, and it's a partnership, and again, I don't think these should be allowed to be traded by the public, because I consider myself knowledgeable in finance, and this happened to me. So think about how it could happen to just the average farmer who is trying to put together a diversified portfolio and owns what he thinks is a good investment, and okay, it goes south, but then he ends up owing more than he invested in a separate tax in this very obscure tax code. And then worse than that, the broker never warns you in the beginning of the dangers. But in my case, they didn't ever communicate with me about anything. They just literally went into my account and took $18,000, which is, I mean, that alone should be, you can understand how I feel about that. I mean, without any chance to.
We'll be right back.
Where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest #1 national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Thursday approved legislation to temporarily raise the federal government's $28.4 trillion debt limit and hopefully avoid default later this month. The partisan 50-48 vote will pile on nearly a half a trillion dollars to the debt if the bill passes Democrat-controlled House on Tuesday. The U.S. Navy says some members of the nuclear-powered USS Connecticut's crew suffered minor injuries in a collision announced Thursday. Not many details were released, but a dozen or so sailors were injured from the sudden jolt in the vast Indo-Pacific region. The Seawolf class is a fast attack submarine with 140 crew, including 14 officers. They are quiet, fast, well-armed, and equipped with advanced sensors. Thursday Night Football was an NFC West showdown. The Rams beat the Seahawks 26-17. The game was played in Seattle, Washington. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As cleanup efforts continue off the Southern California coastline from last weekend's oil spill, finding out what happened continues to narrow its focus on a cargo ship's massive anchor that may have hit and dragged the underwater pipeline, causing a one-foot gash. California State University Marine Transport Professor Steve Brown tells MSNBC the anchor theory could very well be the culprit.
The fact that the pipeline appears to have been dragged leads me to conclude that it probably was caught on the ship's anchor.
Environmental watchdog group SkyTruth's John Amos.
As long as you have shipping and offshore oil development operating in close proximity, this is the kind of accident and spill that you can expect to have happen.
The first images of the damaged pipeline are being released to the media. Officials say satellite images of the area littered with cargo ships waiting to unload near Long Beach, California, may pinpoint who is responsible. Fans of comic books and superhero movies went back to the Javits Center in New York City on Thursday as Comic-Con returned in person to the Big Apple after coronavirus lockdowns canceled last year's event. Celebrities expected to appear at the show, which runs through Sunday, include Star Trek actor William Shatner, Stranger Things actor David Harbour, and Star Wars bad boy Hayden Christensen. The vaccine police will also be on hand as well. Reed Pop, the company that produces the convention, said it planned to limit capacity to about 140,000 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Bert, the bottom line is, can't this happen to anyone? I mean, are you the only guy in this side of the galaxy that this could happen to, or is this potentially more widespread?
Oh, I think it's quite widespread. I think what also has happened is that in past years, this was just kind of, you know, basically the IRS had no means to keep track of it and probably they didn't really care because, after all, it's retirement account, and you really want to be mean and nasty and you know, suck money out of people's retirement accounts. I mean, it's not clear that this law should even apply to retirement accounts because it's been law, and that was not its intention. Yeah. Its intention was nonprofits that were doing business outside of what they were founded to do, you know, outside of their charter. That's what the law was designed for. to collect money from nonprofits that try to abuse the nonprofit tax status. It never was intended after people's retirement accounts.
Okay, so do you have like a 30-second word to the wise advice, and then we need to move on to the next topic, which is terrifying.
Yeah. Do not buy publicly traded partnerships. They are Wall Street is phasing them out. Some of them have reincorporated as corporations, regular companies, and I think those are fine investments. Just do not buy. They're called master limited partnerships. Do not ever buy one. Especially in a retirement account, but probably don't buy one in any account. That would be my word to the class. So, yeah, let's move on, Vince, because the next one, as terrifying as what we just talked about is, it probably only affects, some percent of everybody who have investment accounts. The next topic, it affects every living organism on the planet.
Let's go. This is for real class. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Vince, you know, in previous classes, we've talked about 5G and, what it is, how it evolved to the cellular radio standards. And it's a field where I've worked myself, and some of the patents you mentioned I own have to do with 5G or related technologies for wireless communication. So, without getting into all of that, I will say that, there's lots of people talking about dangers of 5G. And my position on it that I've expressed to previous classes is that the problem isn't so much that 5G is anything radically different than the previous 1G. They didn't call 1G 1G, but started 3G, 4G. It does use some higher frequencies, but the problem is that they're making base stations more prolific. In other words, making them smaller and putting them everywhere. They want to put cellular base stations literally, on top of the door entering office buildings, on trees outside of buildings, on, basically everywhere to have 10 times more cell sites, maybe at lower power, but they're closer to you, so your RF exposure to radiation is no less. In fact, it's probably higher because you're right, literally walking through these, and they could be only feet from you. So I give that as background because what this company, what Ericsson is testing, is a novel way to supply power for these micro base stations. Because remember, if you want to put them everywhere, we don't have a power outlet everywhere. Think about your home. Do you have a power outlet over your front door? You actually might, Vince. Most office buildings don't, and they don't have power outlets in their trees.
Yeah. So what's the problem? The problem is there's not power to run all these transceivers, transmitters, and receivers for 5G, and they found a very, very dangerous, deadly way of doing it, and they've tested it. They've got proof of concept.
That's correct, okay? Vince. What Ericsson is testing is a way to use extremely high power laser beams to transmit the power to these micro base stations. And those laser beams would then be demodulated, so to say, recovered the power from the radiation and used to then supply the power source for the transmitters, really transceivers, but most of the power goes into the RF transmitter. So I'm not making this up. It isn't something out of Babylon B. This is Ericsson, one of the major 5G manufacturers, and they're trying to get a leap and become the world leader in this. They are testing a system literally transmitting high-power laser beams. Eventually, if this gets approved, everywhere you would walk, high-power laser beams to supply power to these micro base stations. And you go, well, wouldn't these be dangerous? So what they claim is that if they detect anything in the path of the laser beam, they'll shut it off and continuing power the base station with a backup battery that's been charging. But think about what I just said. If they detect something in the path, they'll shut it off. Well, how does that, think about a flow chart that we do in software. What occurs first and what occurs second? So it's already hit you by the time they turn it off.
Absolutely right. And class, if you have any laser pointers or any product that has a laser transmitter, there is a warning sign that tells you that it can blind you. It can damage your eyes, avoid eye or skin contact. All of these lasers have these warnings. And Ericsson et al. They've developed this and they've tested it, and it will transmit high power through a laser light beam. Back in the 1960s, I proved that you can send power by light. I built a talk on a light beam device, which literally is very, very similar. I took a incandescent bulb. I modulated audio through an amplifier onto a, think of it like a flashlight parabolic reflector with a bulb. And I picked it up with a photocell at the other end through the air. And you could pick up the energy with the photocell. That's exact. And then you could, from that photocell, you could amplify what this photocell picked up through the air, that modulated light, and then amplify it and listen to a person's voice transmitting, you know, voice over the air through light. I did it in the 1960s as a science experiment. It won first prize. So this is nothing new. I'm talking, you know, about 60 years ago I did this, almost 60 years ago. This is the evolution that Bert is talking about. Moving from an incandescent transmission to a laser, the most dangerous form of light that I know of.
Yeah, Ben,
that we have made, man-made.
Ben, yes. Let me say that this is, I don't want the class to equate this to laser pointer being pointed. This is more, I mean, I'm not exaggerating here. This is more like the weapon that you see in a James Bond movie that Spectre is using to, like, blow up spacecraft. Where, in order to power 5G cell site, you need a lot of power. This is orders of magnitude more powerful than the laser pointer on your desk at work right now.
What I'm saying, Bert, is that laser pointers are dangerous because they can blind you, and they are really low power. Okay, that's what I'm saying. This thing is way more. And birds, airplanes, any bugs, anything that gets in the path of this thing is going to be damaged. Anything that's alive. Irreparably damaged. And these guys are talking about putting them everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, if this...
Unless I'm mistaken.
The company that's actually doing it, can I mention their name?
You bet. Absolutely. Give them all the credit they deserve.
Well, they're called PowerLight Technology. They're located in Washington State. So their vision is to have these lasers crisscrossing the planet literally everywhere. I mean, we're talking, doesn't matter if you're farm, cities, urban, suburban, country, you know, vacation spots, Grand Canyon, whatever. They want to put these everywhere, and that's their vision. I mean, can you imagine a world with crisscrossing laser beams everywhere? And I don't care. You know, I'm an electronics engineer. I understand that they claim they have safety built in and that if anything's detected in the path, it cuts the beam off. I don't care how well you try to word that. I don't buy it because you don't want to enter that path, period. And what are we going to have? You know, no-fly zones in, you know, in front of your home, in front of your office building? I mean, you know, are we supposed to put signs up for the birds, beware laser beam ahead, for our, you know, animals that you know, that could intrude into these? So it's crazy. I don't, you know, I guess any company can start a business to develop anything they want. You know, you can, you know, R&D is great, and a lot of good ideas come out of R&D. That's what I've worked in my entire life. But when something is this evil for living organisms on the planet, I think at some point, I have no idea who invested in this company, and I'm amazed that Ericsson would be trying to adopt something so insidious, but we're bringing it up, and maybe, through our class and people that are listening, they can do something to stop this, because even though I work in wireless, I think using wireless for power is a bad idea. Great for communication, but let's not try to use it as a power source.
I witnessed a one watt laser beam aimed at a plastic CD case, and within a second, it drilled a hole through that plastic case, both sides. It's almost like a precision shot of a bullet flying through the air at the speed of light that drills a perfect hole in plastic. Now, if 1 watt can do that, what would it be like if it were 1,000 watts? What if it hit someone's chest? How long would it take to drill a complete hole, burn a hole through a person's chest? Not very long, right? Lasers are used in medicine to destroy tissue. Low-power lasers are used in medicine to destroy tissue. Not rebuild it. Destroy it. How long? Permanently. That's what lasers do. They are really, really dangerous. And please continue. I am livid. I am livid. The next thing we're going to find out is we're going to be using lasers for cars to detect where other cars are. So laser beams are going to be pointed at from the front grill of the guy behind you to you in front of him and on both sides.
And we already have that. Then.
That's the right. It's got to stop right now. Right now. It all needs to be destroyed. All these lasers need to be destroyed, and the companies need to be bankrupted.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you've heard two very, very disturbing topics right here at USA Prepares. And if you're wondering why the other broadcasts don't talk about it, they can't. So the next topic, Bert, is also very disturbing, and we brought this up before, but let me just read a headline to start this topic. This is by LiveScience.com. Disney, quote, Disney scientist turned an entire metal room into a wireless charger, end quote. That's the headline. What they've done is they've literally taken a room and made it a wireless charging room. That's what they call it. And they were inspired because of what inventor Nikola Tesla did, transmitting electricity wirelessly through the air. But what they forget to tell you is that he burned down a building 20 miles away with the electricity he sent through the air. We are talking about turning a room into a microwave oven. Bert?
Yeah, it's crazy how these companies are pursuing these ideas. I know we've talked about another company here in Silicon Valley called Energist before. They started by claiming they could charge your cell phone wirelessly. The same idea. You could walk into the room with your cell phone in your pocket, and miraculously, when you left the meeting, your cell phone would be fully charged. Well, they backed off from that a little and said, oh, you'd have to take it out of your pocket. We don't want to point the beam at a human being, but they raised hundreds of millions of dollars on this idea. Fortunately, thank God that the FCC did not approve anything close to this. Now, they did approve a product that you could take your cell phone, literally put it down on top of this device, that would transmit an extremely low-level radio signal to the cell phone, and they did get approval for that. Unfortunately, for the company, it would take something like 9 years to charge your cell phone using this technology. So it was a gimmick so the company could claim they received FCC approval, but it was FCC approval for a totally useless device. Company's still in business. Founders and previous management teams sold stock, built investors of, again, hundreds of millions of dollars. And they have competitors. There's three or four other competitors around the country that have similar technologies. again, never approved by the FCC for anything more than extremely low power levels. They're still in business, although struggling. And let me say that I'm not against wireless power completely, because I think for extremely low power applications, like an RFID tag where you can literally harvest the radio waves that are already present, at we're talking micro watt level or you know, nanowatt level. I think just taking those very, very low power levels that I believe are safe and using it for things that can sustain themselves on this very, very tiny amount of power, that's maybe okay. But what you described, or what this company in Washington State is proposing to do with massively deployed hundreds and thousand watt laser beams, madness, complete madness.
So if Lindley, if you're listening and you're thinking about laser beams pointing everywhere, and if the deployment cannot be stopped, there's only one solution: to get out of Dodge and get out of the way of this. And I have a feeling that it's going to be farmers coming to the rescue. And when the farmers figure this kind of thing out, they're going to say, well, you know, we don't have to go to the range anymore. There are plenty of targets. We don't even have to go to the range. Just look at that blinking red light over there.
Yeah, Vince, I wouldn't recommend that either, because what if you shoot the laser, you hit the aiming mechanism in it, instead of destroying the laser, it points it at you.
I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying that people are going to get absolutely angry when they figure this out. And those towers are going to be bulldozed. The buildings are going to be bulldozed. The investors, the top management of companies are going to receive unfriendly correspondence. I'm not recommending any of this, but I know what's going to happen. Because when someone gets blinded by one of these laser beams, or someone dies of cancer because they went into a Disney charging room, or a bunch of people get leukemia from these microwaves, people are going to come unglued when they figure it out.
Yeah.
They're going to come unglued.
Yeah, not to mention a Blue Jay family.
Absolutely. And, you know, as an animal lover, we actually protect animals. And we don't let people shoot deer on our property. They think they have a right to shoot deer that are living on our property? Absolutely not. We're the protectors of animals. A bunch of farmers are.
Vince, I have a saying, don't trust people who are not kind to animals.
Very well said. Very well said. So wireless charging, laser charging, and these accounts, these publicly traded partnerships, master limited partnerships.
Now, orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.